start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whichever hemisphere you are in, we are hopeful that yourself and your family are safe and sound. Do remember the Ummah in your du'as. In many parts of the world, the Ummah is suffering. The Ummah is being oppressed by tyrants. Remember them in your du'as, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the sake of Sahaba Ikram and Ahlul Bayt, for the sake of Shuhada Ikarbala, for the sake of Ghuthi Pak, Khaja Sahab, Al Hazrat, and all Awliya Allah, Ya Allah, for their sake, Ya Allah, remove these tribulations and calamities and oppressions from the believers, from the Muslims that are suffering in the world. Help them from your unseen sources, Ya Allah. Remove the enemies of Islam. Ameen bi jahi khatim al nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are going to be discussing the akhlaq, the character of Ghawth-e Pak, Ghawth-e Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the king of all awliya Allah. The refined character of Ghawth-e Azam, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So stay tuned and let's make some good intentions. You have heard this narration many a times, this beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Why do we hear this? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this is a teaching of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, to draw our attention so that we concentrate when we are doing something good or when we are about to do something good, some ibadah, some good deed, that we are conscious that why we are doing it. Firstly, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and make that intention right now as well. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani channel, and do this for all silsilas of Madani channel, for your pleasure and happiness, for your ridha, Ya Allah, for the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I'm here to seek ilmuddin, knowledge of Islam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey to others as well. And I'm going to emphasize on those parts as well, that if I want to taste the sweetness of my knowledge, then I have to practice upon it correctly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I want to expand and extend and increase my rewards, then I need to convey that message to others, starting in my very own household, in my home with my family members, and then to other Muslims out there. By conveying that message, you will be acting upon the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ballighu anni walau ayah. Convey from me, even if it is one verse, one statement of Islam. You are a muballigh as a Muslim, as a believer. Every believer is a muballigh, a preacher of Islam. So do not leave this responsibility. Allahu Akbar. There are so many blessings for reciting salawat, Durood-e Pak, Istighfar, and Subhanallah, we should dedicate some time on a daily basis, every single day of our life. How it is our routine to get up at certain times, to go to work, to come back, we take out some time for vacation, for holiday, for takeouts, to spend time with the family or with friends, or fulfilling our hobbies. Let us take out some time. Let us be wise investors for the akhirah, for the hereafter. And take out some time every day, whatever amount it is, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, according to your circumstances. And dedicate that time every day to recite some Quran. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Ali advises us, recite a minimum of 3 verses. How long will it take you? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? At least 3 verses of Quran with translation from Kanzun Iman and commentary from Siratul Jinan, Nurul Irfan, Khazainul Irfan, Miftahul Ihsan, which is available in English as well for a free download via dawoodislami.net. This will enhance our connection to Al-Quran and also dedicate some time for recitation of Durood-e Paak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources which your Dawood Islami has provided. Every day, try to learn one thing, at least one thing. If we did this every day of our lives, can you imagine after 365 days, how much a person would have gained? And do it for the right reasons. How much of reward that a person may have gained. Subhanallah. Listen to this beautiful hadith regarding the excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Thursday arrives, Allah azza wa jal sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite Salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. Make your intention. Don't lose out. If we also want our names to be included on those silver papers of those angels, then subhanallah, don't forget. Recite Durood-e Paak abundantly every day. Let's now listen to a mesmerizing mankabat in praise of Ghawth-e Paak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lala garmi wale dana, lala garmi wale dana, te dubi hoi tar jayegi, فیضانِ غوثِ اعظم
جاری رہے گا,
فیضانِ غوثِ اعظم
جاری رہے گا,
انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہے گا,
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہے گا,
فیضِ غوثِ اعظم فیضِ غوثِ اعظم یوں پاتے رہیں گے,
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے,
مرشد
ماہانہ بھی سالانہ بھی ماہانہ بھی سالانہ بھی,
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے,
رکھتا ہے جو غوثِ اعظم سے نیاز, رکھتا ہے جو غوثِ اعظم سے نیاز, ہوتا ہے خوش اس سے مولا بے نیاز, ہوتا ہے خوش اس سے مولا بے نیاز, مناتے رہیں گے س صدق دل سے غوث کی، صدق دل سے غوث کی کر دے نیاز، صدق دل سے غوث کی کر دے نیاز،
مرشد
گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی،
مرشد
گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی،
سالانہ
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے،
فیضان غوث اعظم
جاری رہے گا،
فیضان غوث اعظم
جاری رہے گا،
انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ
انشاءاللہ
ہے فضیلت گیارہویں تاریخ میں، ہے فضیلت گیارہویں تاریخ میں، ہے فضیلت گیارہویں تاریخ میں، اس لیے افضل ہے اس میں، اس لیے افضل ہے اس میں دے نیاز،
اس لیے افضل ہے اس میں دے نیاز،
میں مرشد فیضِ غوثِ اعظم یوں پاتے رہیں گے،
مرشد گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے،
مرشد
ماہانہ بھی سالانہ بھی، ماہانہ بھی سالانہ،
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے،
ساز و ساما کی نہیں تخصیص کچھ، ساز و ساما کی نہیں تخصیص کچھ، ساز و ساما کی نہیں تخصیص کچھ، جو میسر ہو اسی پر، جو میسر ہو اسی پر دے نیاز،
جو میسر ہو اسی پر دے نیاز،
مرشد
گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی،
مرشد
گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی،
سالانہ
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے،
ہاں ادب تعظیم لازم ہے ضرور، ہاں ادب تعظیم لازم ہے ضرور، ہاں ادب تعظیم لازم ہے ضرور، بے ادب ہرگز نہ، بے ادب ہرگز نہ پائے یہ نیاز،
بے ادب ہرگز نہ پائے یہ نیاز،
میں سر سے فیضان غوث اعظم
جاری رہے گا،
انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ
انشاءاللہ،
اے جمیل قادری ہوشیار باش، اے جمیل قادری ہوشیار باش، اے جمیل قادری ہوشیار باش، عمر بھر چھوٹے نا، عمر بھر چھوٹے نا تجھ سے یہ نیاز،
عمر بھر چھوٹے نا تجھ سے یہ نیاز،
مرشد
گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی،
مرشد
گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی،
سالانہ
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے،
فیضِ غوثِ اعظم، فیضِ غوثِ اعظم یوں پاتے رہیں گے،
مرشد
گیارہویں شریف مناتے رہیں گے، بھی شریف مناتے رہیں گے
انشاءاللہ 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 انشاءاللہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, بیوٹیفل منقبت آف اور ماسٹر غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. دا بلیسنگز آف غوث اعظم ول کنٹینیو ٹل قیامہ, سبحان اللہ. اینڈ وی سی اٹ آل اراؤنڈ اس, وی سی دیٹ گیارہویں شریف کمیموریشنز اینڈ سیلیبریشنز آر انکریسنگ اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ. This love of Ghauth-e Azam, this remembrance of him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing in the hearts of the fortunate people. And we are fortunate that we are remembering him, that we remember the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, that we remember Eid Miladun Nabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has included us amongst these fortunate people, subhanallah. Today we are discussing the refined character of Ghauth-e Azam, the king of all awliya Allah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And subhanallah, why are we discussing it? So that you and I, that we get some kind of benefit, some kind of inspiration, some kind of lesson from his life, subhanallah azza wa jal. Ghauth-e Azam was a person of refined character in accordance with the sunnah, the perfect lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was because of his environment, because of his upbringing, because of what his honorable father, the great Sayyiduna Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had taught him, what his honorable mother Sayyida Ummul Khair Fatima rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha had taught him, what his grandfather subhanallah Sayyiduna Abu Abdullah Suma'i rahmatullah alayhi taught him. So they taught him about these mannerisms, about the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to develop his character in order for him to develop the characters of others. Allahu Akbar. When Ghauth-e Azam would preach and teach in his gatherings, up to and over 70,000 people would be seated there to listen to his words of advice, with hundreds of ulama, of scholars, writing with the ink pots and papers, writing what he was saying. So alhamdulillah, we have access to much of his books and his sermons and his bayans as well, because they were recorded. Allahu Akbar. They saw his character. They saw his mannerisms. They interacted with him, how he spoke to people. He was an embodiment of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite in the beginning stages, he went through extreme difficulties. Sayyiduna Abdullah Sulami rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that Qutbi Rabbani, Sheikh Muhyiddin Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had mentioned himself one of the incidences in his early stages. Listen carefully, he says, when I was living in Qutbiyya Sharqi, which is a locality in a city, I spent such challenging days that I had nothing to eat. I had no money to buy anything. Once, while in this condition, a person came to me and handed a small packet of paper. Allahu Akbar. I reached a masjid, but before reaching there, I bought some sweet dish and bread. I was worried that should I eat this or not? In the meantime, as I'm going inside the masjid, in one of the walls, in one of the cracks of the walls of the masjid, I see a piece of paper inside. I go and I take that piece of paper and I open it and I read. Written on that piece of paper, what was there? It was written, "We have created the wish for food for those true Muslims who become physically weak so that they could get strength from it for ibadat and worships. He said, when I read that piece of paper, I left the food there. I went to offer 2 rakat salah and I left the masjid. Dear listeners, dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you seen our Ghouth-e Pak, Ghouth-e Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? He did not eat that food until he reached the point where he had no strength left. He was physically weak in order to perform any more ibadat. He needed strength. Now if we ponder over this, this one incident only, ponder over it. Allahu Akbar. Where are we? What condition are we in? The lovers of Ghousi Pak, the followers of Ghousi Azam, the Murideen of Ghousi Azam, in which condition do we find ourselves in? Do we just eat and drink for pleasure? As they say, you have some people that they eat to live, and others, they live to eat. Don't you see it in this food culture of ours, in these different competitions, these different things you'll find on social media, where people have a huge plate of different types of food items, where maybe 10 people can eat from there, but they try to compete in order to get the meal for free. It's a competition, and they record it, and they put it in social media where thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people are watching. These people stuff their faces till their stomachs are just, it cannot expand anymore. Allahu Akbar, yet people are starving. Yet people are looking for food in the bin. Yet people don't have access to water. People don't have access to even a slice of bread. Be thinking, where's my next meal coming from? And here we have individuals out there competing with each other who can eat more, stuffing themselves up. Allahu Akbar, what a wastage of food. It shows the greed that a person, these are the kind of people that they just love to eat food, to try out different dishes and to advertise it on social media to the world. That's, look at me, how greedy I am. Look at me, how I fill my belly till it expands to the maximum. Yet people are suffering, people are sick, people are undernourished out there. People are starving out there. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. We are lovers of Ghousi Pak. We are lovers of Awliya Allah. What should be our attitude? When we attend a Gyarvi Sharif function, what is our attitude? I can't wait for the food to arrive. When it is salah time, I'm still sitting at the table waiting for the food. Yet an announcement has been made that salah facilities have been made at this place. Please perform your salah. But I'm still sitting on the table, hungrily, greedily waiting for that food. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I'm a lover of Ghousi Pak. I'm a lover of the Awliya Allah. Let us be true lovers. Let us be practical. Let us learn about the life of Ghousi Azam and bring it into our lives practically. Subhanallah. In the beginning stages as well, Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had gone through a lot of difficulties, great difficulties. I became extremely weak, he says, and was close to death because of starvation. I saw an Ajami, a non-Arab youngster. He came and sat close to me. He had some food in his hand, and he begins to eat this roasted meat, fresh bread, the smell. I can smell the freshness of it. I then scolded my nafs and I said, be patient. Allah Azza wa Jal is with me. I told my nafs, I'd rather die than ask this young man for anything to eat. All of a sudden he turns to me and he says, my brother, please come and join me for a meal. I refused. He insisted. My nafs also pushed me and insisted that I partake in that meal. But I continued to advise my nafs, have sabr, be patient. But upon further insistence of that young man, I ate a little bit. He then asked me, where are you from? I said, I'm from Jilan. He replied, I'm also from Jilan. Do you know Ghousi Pak Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani? I said that I am the same person. Then his face became worried. I saw his facial features change and he becomes worried. And he said, when I left for Baghdad, your mother gave me 8 gold coins, 8 dinars to give you. When I reached Baghdad, I searched and I searched and I searched. I could not find you. I could not find your whereabouts. I spent all of my money. I have been hungry for 3 days. I became extremely helpless due to extreme hunger. And I had to spend some of your money to buy this bread and roasted meat. I spent your money. He said, please eat without any hesitation because you are the owner of this. You were my guest. Now I am your guest. He gave me the remaining money and he asked forgiveness. He said, please forgive me for doing this. I bought this food in that helpless state. Ghousi Pak said, I became so happy when I heard this. I then gave him the leftover food and gave him some extra money before he left. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. This is our Ghousi Pak. This is our Ghousi Azam. This is the king of all awliya Allah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. That he didn't think about himself. Although that was, he could have said, oh, you already spent some of my money. I don't need to give you any money. I don't need to give you any food. But subhanallah, these people, they do not think about themselves. They are concerned for the ummah. They are concerned for fellow Muslims, the welfare of fellow Muslims. Allahu Akbar. And should we, you and I, also not follow in these footsteps? That when the nafs, the desires, it wants something, should I not overpower it? Should I not have patience? Should I not try my best to subdue that nafs, to control it? Otherwise, that nafsul ammara will control you and I. We would become a slave to the nafs, a slave to the desires and a slave to the ego. Ghousi Azam and awliya Allah in general, Allah Azza wa Jalla gives them that ability, that power to control the nafs, to control the desires. The desires can destroy a person. The desires can ruin the reputation of a person. The ego, me, I, do you know who I am? You can't talk to me like that. You know who I am. You can't do this, you can't do that. I'm so and so. I come from this family. I come from this nation, from these people. This is my background. Be careful of that. Be careful of the ego, arrogance, showing off. Be careful. These are silent spiritual diseases that eat away at a person internally and ultimately will destroy a person's reputation, destroy a person's character, will destroy a person on the Day of Judgment as well. So overpower it, control it, lest it controls you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Ghousi Azam's character was on the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Should we not come back to that? No matter how far away I have strayed from that path. Because that Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Ghousi Pak and all awliya Allah, they have embraced, because they are loyal. Awliya of Allah, they are loyal to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are loyal to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are loyal to the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are loyal. Should you and I also not be loyal to Allah azza wa jal, loyal to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loyal to the Sharia, loyal to the teachings, the commands of the Quran? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sheikh Abul Abbas Khidr bin Abdullah Husseini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, one night we were present in the madrasa of Sayyidina Sheikh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi in Baghdad Sharif. The Khalifa Al-Mustanjid Billah, he came, he asked for some advice from Ghuthay Pak rahmatullahi alayhi, and then he presented 10 bags of wealth, of gold coins, to Ghuthay Azam. Ghuthay Azam refused to take the gift. The Khalifa started to beg him and plead to him, please accept this gift of mine. Ghuthay Azam, rahmatullahi alayhi, he takes 2 bags and he presses it, he squeezes it, and blood starts to ooze out from those 2 bags. Those 2 bags of gold, blood starts to drip from there. He addresses the Khalifa. He says, don't you feel ashamed before Allah Azza wa Jal that you have brought me the blood of innocent people? The Khalifa instantly falls unconscious. Allahu Akbar. You cannot buy them, these elite servants and bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the wealth of this world, which is mundane. To them it's mundane, it's useless. It's not gonna help me, especially if you're bringing wealth which is received by oppressing people for whatever reason, maybe overtaxing them, maybe confiscating their lands, or whatever reason it is. Subhanallah. And be careful of this, that I must fulfill the rights of people no matter what it is. Otherwise, I am going to be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. Whether it's my spouse, whether it's my parents and children, my siblings, my neighbors, fellow Muslims. I can't just do and say anything. Some of us, Allahu Akbar, we need to learn how to talk. Some people, you hear it sometimes, you see it sometimes. The words of filth that come out, of vulgarism, of obscenities, of immodest talk, of backbiting, of lying. When are we going to change? I'm looking at the next person that, see, this fellow is like this, he's like this, she's like that. Why don't you ask yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and say, you are like this. Look at yourself in front of the mirror and say, you are like this and you are like that. You, point to yourself in the mirror. You like to backbite. You like to lie. You like to deceive. You like to cheat. You are a jealous person. You are drowning in the swamp of sins. Your internal self is full of spiritual maladies and diseases. When are you going to change? Ask yourself this question. I need to ask myself also. And you know, there's a system in Dawud Islami where every day of your life you can ask yourself such questions. It's called Nek A'mal, pious deeds. A program, a self-questionnaire. You go into App Store, Play Store and type in Nek A'mal. Or go into dawudislami.net. It's a free download. If you want to head in the right direction, if you want to see your life transform, if you want to help yourself to get reformed and help others to reform their lives as well, Nek A'mal is the solution for the era that we are living in. It will give you guaranteed results if you fill it daily and you practice upon it. Subhanallah. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Tamat Barakatul Ali, the Kamil Wali of the time, the great scholar of the time, the leader of millions or tens of millions of Muslims out there, has given us this gift of Nek A'mal. Take advantage of it. It's not going to cost you nothing. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Once you start with it, I'm telling you, you'll come to certain realizations in your life that, you know, I've been doing certain things incorrect, or I'm guilty of this, or I do have the spiritual disease in me. And subhanAllah, with the activities, with the facilities, with the programs, with the classes, these are designed to help us to better ourselves and get rid of all these spiritual illnesses. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we have a short clip of Ghawsi Azam and his passion for worship. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Al-Ghawsi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala an. Such an eminent personality in Islam. SubhanAllah, when we study his life, we learn that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. From his seerah, we learn that he would spend his day and nights reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's narrated that for 15 years straight, he recited a complete Quran every single night. And he would perform 1,000 rak'at of voluntary prayers every single day. Now here, some people become confused and they think, how did he manage to perform so much worship? How do the awliya even do that? Now think about it. These people were those whose hearts were overflowing with love for Islam, for the Prophet ﷺ, for the Creator Jalla wa'ala. So it was not difficult for them. And if we were to use a worldly example, right now, people can spend all night on social media, chatting away, texting away, speaking away, watching videos, scrolling, watching reels, on all sorts. And they don't even feel tired. Hours are spent in this state. But the awliyaullah, their hearts are detached from the dunya. They are focused upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take great comfort and pride in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the reason why they gain so much istiqama, so much steadfastness and consistency as well. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us tawfiq for the sake of the saints of Islam, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, to worship Allah azza wa jal in abundance.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some wise words there. If only we implement it into our lives. Sheikh Abdullah Jaba'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, said once, Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi alayhi, said to me, in my view, feeding the poor and behaving gracefully towards the people are great deeds which carry more excellence. Thereafter, he rahmatullahi alayhi added, money flows back from me. If I have 1,000 dinars in the morning, 1,000 gold coins in the morning, I would not have anything left by the evening, because I would give it away to the poor and needy, and I would feed the hungry. This was part and parcel of his character. He cared about those who were less fortunate. He cared for the downtrodden. He would uplift them. He would empower them. With Islamic knowledge, authentic Islamic knowledge, even with food for their physical bodies, for their spiritual self, he would feed them. He would feed them with his Islamic knowledge, spirituality, and with physical food as well. SubhanAllah, he worried about them and he cared for them as well. Allahu Akbar. Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was a practical example for you and I, like the other awliya Allah. And if we truly love him, then we should try our best. We can never reach to his station. He is the king of all awliya Allah. So at least we can follow in his footsteps. He cared for the people. How was his behavior to his students? How he would look after his students very compassionately, very affectionately. You heard the narration before. One of his students, whose name was Ubay, who was not intelligent at all, and it would take him a very long time to grasp, to understand what Ghawsi Pak was teaching. when Ghawsiya Pak rahmatullah alayhi would give him special attention, extra attention. One of the other scholars mentioned to him, why are you spending so much of time on the student who is not so intelligent? Why are you focusing so much of your attention? And Ghawsiya Pak mentioned, I only have 1 week to spend with him. After a week, he is going to pass away. This is knowledge obviously given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Ghawsiya Pak. And true, within a week, the student passed away. He had that kindness that used to flow from him. And it reminds you of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was his role model. That was his leader, his hero. And that is our hero as well. And he is also one of our heroes, one of our role models, one of our leaders. Subhanallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's get back to following in the footsteps of Ghawsiya Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Don't stop this. And more importantly, I will say, the next generations, your offspring, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, do they know about it? Do they know about Ghawsiya Azam? Are they being nurtured in this environment of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah? It's your duty, it's your responsibility. You will be accountable for that on the Day of Judgment. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.